This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, daddy. Man, I love the internet. This is so freaking funny. Okay, so I'm going through, scrolling through the feeds, blah, blah, blah. And you know that hot dog girl, right?
Oh,
she
yeah.
got a podcast deal with, what's his name?
Jake Paul.
Yeah, so Jake Paul has his own like little production company, podcast company. And the hot dog girl got a deal with him to do a podcast. Fine, whatever. Well, now, this is killing me. So now the big rumor is that she's actually was an Israeli soldier.
Okay.
Because she looks like one, right? And she looks like a real badass, doesn't she?
Written all over.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like, boom, boom, pew, pew. Right? Yeah. She seems like a real hard ass. Anyway, so she was an Israeli soldier, and her dad's billion-dollar PR team scrubbed all the internet about any of her past so nobody would know. She couldn't even speak English, and she certainly was never a Southern Belle.
Uh-oh.
That's according to the internet.
Uh-oh. Conspiracy theories.
I mean, is that insane?
Yeah.
What is the internet is so insane. I mean, it's insane until you talk about this Anna, okay? So here's the deal. This Anna chick, Anna Delvey, she is on Dancing with the Stars this season. Season 33, it kicks off September 17th, and she has an ankle bracelet on. Now, if you, and it's because she's under house arrest, right? So if you get a chance to see, what was it called? Inventing Anna? Is it
yes.
Invent? If you get a chance, watch the movie Inventing Anna. It's about her real life. She snowed everybody. I mean, here's the trailer for it.
I might have a story. Her name is Anna Delvey, or Anna Sorokin. No one's sure. She's either a rich German heiress or she's flat broke. The charges are insane.
Anna committed real white-collar felonies while posing as a socialite in an attempt to steal millions of dollars.
Hi, Anna. I just had some questions.
I have a question. What's you wearing? You look poor.
Image, money, power. Everyone is hustling.
Real hot girl.
Every day, men do far worse things than anything I've allegedly done.
It is spectacular. The what she goes through to try to pretend to be this heiress, this billionaire heiress, is insane. Again, this is Anna. She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I can't believe they're considering her a star.
Well, not only they're considering her a star, I'm thinking about this since the last time we talked about it. Now, she went in front of a judge, obviously. She's got an ankle bracelet. She is on house arrest, except for the fact that she can go to these auditions and be on Dancing with the Stars. You would think that a judge wouldn't allow this simply because the only way she's famous is because of her crime.
Exactly.
So why reward her by being on a TV show to even be more famous if it's her crimes that got her in this situation? It makes no sense at all. Do you think possibly The ankle bracelet is fake.
No.
No.
I think you got to watch this documentary. Dude, she's a horrible human. She really is.
No, I get that.
She said
that
she got permission from ICE. That's what she said on the red carpet. They're like, how are you here? And she's like, because I got permission from ICE and I was too far into it and I wanted to decide not to do it. But and then her partner's like, wait, you wanted to quit? And she's like, yeah, I don't think that's probably a good idea.
But there are people that are obsessed with this girl, her story, everything about her, because she has over 1 million followers on Instagram alone. So, I mean, yeah, this is before the show.
But that doesn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense to me how a judge would look at a woman that only became famous because of her crimes, now is a part of a TV dancing show? Yeah.
With
the
ankle bracelet.
Allow her out with an ankle bracelet?
I mean, I agree.
Makes no sense. I don't care if she's got $5 million.
I think that I know why.
This is just a guess.
This is just a guess. Because she has to pay restitution, a lot of money in restitution. And I'm guessing, I haven't read anything, nobody's said anything, but what if he said, or she, the judge, said, you can go and make this money, but you have to pay it back.
Maybe.
In the restitution.
That could be, yeah.
I mean, that's just a guess.
It's the only plausible answer to this.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Simply because, I mean, again, it was her crimes in this show that made her famous, made her a name. And now you're going to let her exploit that name on a dancing show with an ankle monitor on when you're under house arrest? That doesn't make sense. Unless, you're right, unless it's to make money, restitution, to pay people back. I don't know.
What are you seeing, Schmidel?
Well, I'm seeing that she spent 4 years in prison, or almost four, and now she's on the house arrest, and that's kind of what she's doing.
Huh.
It is bizarre, PJ. You're not wrong. It is. And she's a bad person. Why is Dancing with the Stars has nice, sweet people on?
Yeah.
She's a bad, bad, bad person.
I do think, though, that like she went through prison. She did her prison time. And now it just seems like she's on probation just because they need to like keep up with her and make sure that she's like still being a good person now that she's done her
But on probation,
sentence.
You don't get a anklet, do you?
Sometimes. Yeah. Definitely.
But that's the monarchy.
Right.
I'm
just saying she went through her prison sentence, so she's paid back her debt to society technically. So
maybe
why keep punishing her?
Maybe she's just not allowed to leave the country or the state or something like that. I don't know.
Anyway, so she'll be on Dancing with the Stars, which by the way kicks off whenever I said it did because now I've lost that piece of paper. So enjoy.
Aren't they all streamed now?
No, it's ABC.
Is it on ABC?
It's back now.
I thought it went to stream.
It did, and then it's back now.
I'm glad I don't follow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but is it weird that I secretly, in an odd way, want to watch this chick like try to dance?
See? I feel like a lot of people are going to be just like you.
I never wanted to watch Dancing with the Stars ever in my entire life, and now I want to watch
this
girl.
I just want to see the anklet fly off and hit someone in the crowd.
I know, because it seems like it might be heavy, and so like when she has to lift up her leg and do a spin, he's like one side, he's like, oh, God! The side's so heavy!
Yeah. I'd like for it to go off during a dance.
Yeah.
Start beeping.
And hits, okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Is that what it does? It just beeps?
I don't know what it does.
I don't either. Has anybody had one?
No idea.
Anybody?
I don't know.
I haven't had one.
Oh. I mean, out of all of us, you're probably closest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Although you haven't been to jail.
No, I have not.
I've
been on probation once, but I've not been to jail.
Oh. Yeah.
I've been in the slammer. It's not pretty in there. They have toenails in there.
Oh.
It's nasty. And it's so cold. It's just so cold. I wasn't like bunked or anything. I was just in the holding area.
Were you with other people?
Only one for like about an hour.
Yeah.
So what they do, it's really bad. So it'll be easier next time. So if I'm not in the system, it takes hours for them to search your name. And I've never been arrested. So they like make you sit there while they search your name all over the country, everything, like try to find you in the system. I'm not in the system. And then they obviously, then you bail out or whatever. But if you're already in the system, you get out. Boom.
Fast.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It pays to be in the system.
Yeah, so that's what I said. Like next time it'll be super fast.
It's like an express toll.
And by the way, all charges were dropped, and I was innocent. Thank you, Harvey Steinberg.
Good boy, Harvey.
Yeah, I love best attorney. I love you. Love you, Harvey. Shout out to Harvey. I had to fly him to L.A. to get me out of the L.A. charge. That's how good he is.
Yeah.
My own team couldn't get me out of it, and then Harvey's like, I got you. He's like, we flew out. And then even my team in LA was like, damn, he's good. That's right. He got me out. All right. Anyway, it was a domestic and it was a lie. All right. Let's see here. Travis Kelce talks about being with Taylor Swift and he's just having a real good time. Doesn't mind being her arm candy. Number two.
People have seen you on the Eras Tour. Favorite songs?
Oh, I got a bunch of them. They're all my favorite.
They're all your favorite?
They're all my favorite. Literally every single one. You see me at a concert, you'll see me singing them all.
He says being the arm candy of one of the world's most famous people doesn't bother him.
It's the life I chose, I guess. I have fun with it. It comes with the territory of, you know, wanting to do fun activities like this and signing up for cool sponsorships like this and endorsements.
I mean, it made you so much money, right?
Yeah.
So much money. Good for him. I hope they get married and live a happy, happy life and have little Taylor babies. Little Swifties just everywhere. Just like triplets.
Yeah, well, I've vowed to not talk about Taylor.
But I was going in a positive manner. Mm. And by the way, she looked smoking hot last night.
Yeah.
Oh my God, her outfit was on point.
Okay.
Her hair was great. Everything about her looked fantastic.
Those red boots.
What does that say? If you can't say something good, don't say anything at all.
Oh, I heard it was if you can't say anything good, just lie.
Yeah. No.
No? Okay, well, whatever. I got that one wrong. All right, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is out today, you guys. So happy about that. You have no idea, BJ. I'm worried that I'm going to binge it.
Oh, you for sure are.
I don't want to. I want them to only come out with like one of, you know, like they do Real Housewives. I don't want to sit there on my ass all weekend.
Is that the way it's coming out?
I don't know.
All at once?
I don't know if it's a straight documentary. They're acting. Yeah, I feel like everything, all the headlines I'm reading is like a series, but.
That's what I was feeling like. I don't want to be, I don't want to watch the whole thing.
Oh, it's so good.
I write Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. It's got religion, it's got scandal, it's got swingers, it's got whores, it's got hot chicks and hot men. Oh my God, it's got it all.
I'm seeing there's 8 episodes, so I don't think it's going to be released weekly. I think it's already all out.
Yeah.
There goes your weekend.
No.
Yeah.
All 8 dropped, huh?
No. Hey, by the way, speaking of, yesterday, did any of you guys eat a little extra? Because it was sweater weather?
No.
You didn't?
Well, maybe. I might have. Yeah, I might have. Because I made pork chops last night. It was great.
Even after you read about those parasites?
Well, you got to cook it. That's all you got to do. Right. But anyway, these pork chops were big, thick. Yeah, I think I did eat more.
Yeah, I felt like yesterday was like a bulk day for me.
Yeah. Baked potatoes.
Oh, wow, you did all the starch.
I did all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Delicious. Anyway, it just reminded me of this.
Sweater weather. I did have one thing that went through my head yesterday, though. It was, I don't know, maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought, chilly.
Oh, yeah.
Some chilly.
With sweater weather.
But it wasn't hardly cold enough.
Yeah, but it was pretty chilly.
Yeah.
Chilly. All right, I'm done. There you go. What's going on? It's Friday. There you go. Tableau track.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, you know what we should ask him about?
What's that?
That NASCAR driver that had to poop in his pants.
Oh, yeah. Find out if he ever had to do that, right?
Yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We sponsor a race car in town. It's driven by a young man named Nash, and he's doing real good this year. In fact, we're leading in the point standings. Now, we've never finished a race, and we've had our troubles on the track, but nevertheless, we are leading, so we're very optimistic about the season. And right now on the line is Nash.
Good morning, everybody. Nash.
Woo! Nash. Woo! Nash.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, geez. There he is.
Oh, Nash.
Right. Good morning, Nash. Hey,
hi,
buddy.
Hey,
how are you?
Good.
Jamie's got a story that was in the news before we get to the racing, and just wondering if you can relate to this.
Yeah, did you read about that NASCAR driver? He was he actually won, though, but he was puking and pooping. Oh, yeah. So have you ever had poopy pants in your car? Mm. No poopy pants.
Let us know what you do.
Okay. Do you still have your girlfriend? Yeah,
she's pretty hot, dude.
Yeah, I was showing BJ pictures.
Yeah,
I told you.
Yeah, where'd you find her?
Nice.
Man, girls like that hang out at the track, do they?
Do they have words for those? That, like, you know.
Track hoes?
Like hockey.
Like lot lizards?
Hockey ones or puck bunnies?
Puck bunnies?
Yep. Okay.
Do they have names for the girls at the track, Nash?
Pet lizard!
Oh, Nash picked up a pet lizard. Girl! Man.
Oh, no. I was not expecting that.
All right, we got to go. That's this week's update right there. Pit lizard.
Wow. Woo. Wow. Okay.
All right, so, Dash, let's get to the racing, okay? That's why we talked.
Right. Yeah.
Forget about the pit lizard stuff. Here we go. How'd we do last week? No kidding. How many cars in the race?
You guys don't want to know. Yeah, we do.
Three.
Were there?
Would you rather talk about pit lizards?
Well, maybe there was four. Maybe there was four.
Four?
Was there four?
There were three.
We got third. We did.
Oh,
all right, okay. All right.
Now we're talking.
Right,
we
50 yep. bucks. That's yep. pretty good.
Yep.
That's good.
All right. Well, what? Three out of three ain't bad.
Yep. Third place. Yeah. We'll take third place all day long, buddy.
I mean, at least he finished.
Long. You showed up.
Yeah. You were there.
Yeah. Did you finish? I mean, did you finish the race?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Nash. What happened? What happened? What did we blow this time?
Oh,
really? Dude, it's every week we have a little bit of a, you know, one week we're blowing trannies.
Yeah.
Then the next week we got dents in the car. We can't race with dents in the car. Oh, we kissed the wall, did we?
Yeah. Hmm.
So we kissed the wall? Oh, man. All right. Well, maybe this week.
What happened? I mean, you're kind of being a little evasive. Like, what happened?
Oh,
do we even have a car left?
Okay.
By the way, you know, speaking of accidents, who's our insurance company? are we flying with the general? Who are we going? Who are we traveling with when we're on the track? We're uninsured.
Well, yeah, of course, it's a race car with a teenager in it. Who's going to insure that?
I don't think anyone's going to take
it's
that.
Gotta be you. Try my company. I use Root. If they'll insure me, they'll insure you.
God. Yeah. Oh Lord.
All right. So, what about this week? All right. Let's forget about the past.
Exactly.
Okay. That's all bad. That's behind us, right?
Yeah.
In the race car business, it's all about next week.
That's right.
All right. So tomorrow night, what do we got going?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's pretty entertaining, actually. It's actually working out pretty damn good. Couldn't ask any better, to be honest.
And now
that we have a lot lizard with us. Oh, I'm sorry.
No!
Pit lizard. Now that we have a pit lizard with us.
I think it's a pit wizard. Is it a wizard or a lizard?
Lizard.
She's a they're lizards?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought lizard. It was wizards. Like, they do magical things.
They do magical things, all right. But they're still lizards.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I saw she's like a welder, right? I mean, she's a badass.
Seriously.
Hey, Nash, you need to watch your language, pal. You know what? You're a young kid. You're on the air,
ass.
And you can't be saying those words like that. You can't be using that race car talk on the radio, dude. You keep that to the pits and your pit lizards, okay?
I'm going to see your grandma at Bud's today, and I'm going to have her put soap in your mouth.
Yeah. What are you doing, man?
But isn't that cool? That's kind of hot. He's dating a welder, a certified welder.
That is hot.
Like with that, like I bet they do things with her with that hood on.
That mask on. Yeah. That's a good idea. All right, buddy. We got to go.
Have you ever had relations and made her wear that? I mean...
He's not gonna have a relationship after this show.
All right, we gotta go.
You're like 18 or 19, right? Please. Okay. Yeah, 18. All right,
you're still too young, buddy.
Well, especially since his grandma listens. Yeah. But remember, your grandma got married at like 13. Yeah. She knows what happens.
Save yourself there, Nash. All right, buddy. Don't let these lot lizards take advantage of you. All right.
It's pit.
Pit lizards.
Oh, yeah. Pit lizards. Sorry about that.
Wrong kind of car.
Yeah. All right, buddy. You have a great week. We have the week off. Go get that car into shape, and we'll be ready to go again the following week.
You know what's bad is now, because I've said that, and I can't even show my face in Buds now.
That might be a good thing.
Because Grandma will be there, and Grandpa, too.
Yeah, take a couple weeks off.
Yeah. All right, Nash. Have a good week, buddy. We'll talk to you next Friday. All right, we'll see you later.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. It ain't bad, man. We finished third.
Right?
Think about that.
Yeah.
3 out of 3. 3 cars
Oh,
it is.
Oh, my God.
His girlfriend's a nice-looking girl.
And obviously talented. Yeah. I mean, a certified welder. Do you know how hard it is to be a welder?
Yeah, very difficult, I guess. I don't know.
Like a good one.
Yeah. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. The list is out for a beer and a hot dog. The prices at NFL stadiums this season. Guess where the Denver Broncos, where they land on this list. First, let me say this.
I'm going to tell you, I could not find a hot dog at the stadium anywhere.
When were you there?
I was there for the last preseason game.
You were?
Yeah.
And you couldn't find a hot dog?
Remember, I took my son.
That's right, you did go.
Yeah, we went to the golf tournament.
And you were in, like, club level, too.
Yeah, I could not find... You know how much I love a good wiener.
I know you do, Jamie.
No, I could not find one anywhere.
You are a wiener expert.
I'm just saying, there was no hot dogs.
Wow. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know.
All right, to get a hot dog and a beer, the highest price, NFL Stadium, Seattle.
Oh.
$20.
Wow.
For a hot dog and a beer.
That's pretty high.
That does seem a little...
I felt like it was going to be higher. I was waiting for you to say like $25, $30 even.
For a hot dog and a beer?
The beer was what I thought would set it over.
But I feel like a beer is like $5.75, $6.
Yeah, it should be for like a standard size and not like...
Tall one.
Yeah, the tall ones, not the big
Just
tall
ones. Just a beer
ones.
And a hot dog.
They're like $12.
Maybe.
Standard beer and a hot dog. $20.
That's
right?
Ridiculous.
$20. Will you not argue, please?
Sorry.
This is happy stuff. Well, I guess it is.
What is happy? Because he thought it would be more.
Atlanta Falcons, the cheapest, $7.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Beer for beer and a hot dog.
Well, that's when you know your team sucks.
And you know that you're using a lot of fillers.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got crappy hot dogs and a crappy team.
Yeah, it's that weird section of hot dogs at the grocery store. You're like, I've never heard of this name.
It's an off-brand.
Yeah, it's like Bar S or something. it's like.
And the team's so bad, the only way you can lure them to the stadium is to get beer basically away.
Yeah.
Right? Oof. All right, for the Denver Broncos. How much is a beer and a hot dog? And we're talking average size here. And don't argue, Spadil.
$14.
I was going to go $15.
$18.75.
$15 it is.
Oh, wow.
Actually, $14.99.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, $15. All right, let me quickly here. Who do you think is going to win this weekend? Let's go on record with two games, okay? CSU plays, but they played Northern Colorado, so we'll throw that one out, okay?
Well, I have friends that go to Northern Colorado.
You do?
I mean, you know, kids of, yeah.
Northern Colorado?
Yeah.
Or the CSU? Bears.
Both.
Or both.
Taya's son goes to Northern.
All right. Okay. We'll play that game, too. Yeah. All right. Who's going to win between CSU and Northern Colorado?
CSU.
Yes. Yeah. Told you it was a waste of time.
Well, I'm just saying, shout out to Taya's. I mean, you acted like where Taya's son's going. It doesn't matter. It does.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry, Taya. All right. Who's going to win between the Colorado Buffaloes and Nebraska?
Ooh. Yeah. I'm going Buffs.
I'm going Nebraska.
I'm going to go Buffs.
I'm going to go Nebraska.
Yeah, it's definitely Nebraska. Yeah,
I'm going Buffs. No.
I will tell you guys,
they were on the struggle bus last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, and I feel like they're going to come out harder. They're going to go harder.
I feel like I'm on the struggle bus right now. Yeah. Hey, listen. I do like Nebraska to win, but I will tell you this for you two guys. I saw yesterday where like 85% of the money is all on the Buffaloes.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
People are really believing that Colorado's going to beat Nebraska tomorrow.
Okay.
Did you see they've sold like $22 million worth of those awesome sunglasses?
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
The blenders, they are. I love mine.
Dude, they're sick.
I do. I like it.
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool.
I like them because they're so light, but I just feel... I feel like I'm trying to be him.
Every time you put them on?
When I put them on, I know exactly where they are in my house, and I'm like, oh, I'll just grab these. I put them on. I'm like, yeah, baby.
I agree with you. They're a little flashy.
They are flashy.
They're a little big.
But they're so light. I like how light they are.
Yeah.
All right, last game.
Okay.
Denver Broncos at Seattle. Seattle, by the way, is a 6-point favorite to beat the Denver Broncos. Who do you pick it?
Well, does Seattle still have that guy with really long hair?
Seattle with the guy.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah.
No.
He's been gone for
a while. Oh, well, then Broncos.
I got a believe, baby.
Who?
Believe.
I believe too.
Oh, believe.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I wonder if he wears bolos.
I hope.
Stupid. Believe.
Let's go, Broncos.
Let's go.
Believe is dumb.
I like it all. I love all the puns. Let's Bo Broncos.
Oh, no.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet. Bo Broncos.
I hope the Broncos win, but I think Seattle's going to win.
Huh.
I really do.
Have you ever seen these?
These what?
Nuts.
All right, that's it. I'm going to play some commercials. All right, I'm going to tell you exactly what we're going to do. I'm going to play some commercials here. I'm going to talk about Steel Bros Heating, and I'm hitting the door. I'm out of here. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done.
BJ and Jamie.
Somebody called our show Wackadoodle.
Wackadoodle Show.
You feel like that's good?
I do.
Show is whack-a-doodle.
All right, I think we're done. I think we're going to get out of here. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your weekend, and don't drink and drive. Have fun, though. And go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
Woo! No, you're supposed to say Bo Broncos or whatever.
Yeah.
I am not jumping on that Bo bandwagon.
Bo leave!
No. I want Bo to do well, but I'm not doing those whole... sayings and everything.
Come on.
Bo-rific.
I'm jumping on the train, man.
I hope he's Bo-rific on Sunday. I'm not doing... You know, that's the way to make people hate you.
Yeah.
When you start coming up with those slogans like that.
Well, he didn't come up with any of that stuff. That's just Broncos
country fans. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the Bronco fans.
Oh,
when you start coming up with slogans like that, people in Green Bay or wherever, you know, they start to really hate you. Because now you got all these nice little sayings, you know. It's like Tay-Tay, you know?
Yeah, like Bo-licious.
Yeah, Bo-licious.
Yeah, because he is kind of a hot little kid, Bo-licious. Now I feel creepy.
I wasn't going to say it.
Sounded creepy. Yeah. Kind of liked it. You got to go. There's that wackadoodle again.
Right?
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day. God. Enjoy, and we will see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.